Get to Old Navy's Best of Summer Sale now for the best summer styles at the best prices. Get $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts for the whole family. Summer styles are just $2, $4, $6, and $8. $2 flip-flops, $4 tanks, $6 tees, and $8 dresses and shorts. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free. End soon at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/10 to 6/18. Excludes gift cards. Today only and two-day only deals. Store clearance, register lane items, and jewelry.
You're listening to Open for Discussion, where, man, y'all probably shouldn't have said that. It tends to happen. Let's start the show.
7:15. Welcome to Open for Discussion, where any and everything is on the table to be discussed. I'm your host, Albert, and as always, I got my brothers in here with me. I got my boy, Diddy Rowe, a.k.a.
Shalom.
Hey, man, he don't like his government name out there. Even
his name
we
is
said,
Brian.
We okay. Say it all the time.
Every week, we say the same thing.
I got my boy, Cleet the Geek.
What it do?
And as always, G-Dub with the special, you know, the special opinion.
Okay, the special.
A.k.a.
Special.
Gary.
Gary. Oh. Hey, fellas, we got a special treat in the building with us today. We got a I'm sorry.
Is they it, call is, you a stagler.
Is it not special to have a good friend in the building?
It is.
A good friend who's doing big
for the record, this is take 17.
You got a special treat.
You're calling them everything in the world.
We got a special guest.
There we
Thank
go.
In the room with us, man. This man is he's a big time fashion guy. He's he's a big time entrepreneur. Yeah. He's a very successful. We want to welcome to the building my boy Sam Lammy in the building.
What's good, everybody? What's up?
Welcome, man. We just wanted to have an opportunity to let the audience get to know you, man, because you know you got a lot of stuff on your table, bro. And yeah. Just going over a few things, let's go ahead and bring him in and talk to him while it's early in the infancy stage before he get too big and you can't talk to us no more.
Nah, man, it would never get like that. Hopefully. Maybe just for Cleet.
I'm with you on that, man.
Let me know how you really feel. Okay.
You got a wide back. What's up, man? We want to give you opportunity, man. Just kind of tell us about, just give us a quick introduction of who you are, man, and where you came from and... How'd you end up in this little small town of Sanford, man?
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a New
Stand
Yorker,
up.
Brooklynite.
You know how we do this?
Can't even take this guy serious. I came down here for high school.
What high school did you go to?
Edgewater.
Oh, okay. So right in Orlando.
Yeah. And then after that, went to University of Central Florida, the undefeated, still undefeated.
There we go.
2 years in a row. Came down here. Actually, I had plans on moving out after college. Mm. And God had a different plan for me.
There you go.
Certified.
Church boy. He was going to blow it in, though. Yeah. Now, coming from Brooklyn and having to move to Florida, which I'm pretty sure you didn't really have a choice because it was a parental thing.
Yeah.
What was there, a big culture shock for you when you moved here?
Huge culture shock. I mean, growing up, like a lot of movies were based in New York or in areas that I've been in. I never even imagined that anywhere looked different than New York. It's a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Like, we really
where dreams are made of.
You know, we really didn't go too many other places other than, like, maybe Canada or Boston, Philly, but they all kind of look similar.
Right.
So it was a huge culture shock. Public transportation, I use that every day.
Yeah, you got to drive down here, man.
There's not too much public transportation here. It's coming up, but so that was a huge culture shock. Also, it kind of helped me a little bit with the fashion tip because at the time when I moved here, fashion wasn't like a big thing.
Probably ahead of the curve in the South.
So it was a culture shock for me because it was like I would wear things and people would be like, where the heck did that come from?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool, man. Now, so you say you went to high school here, you went to college here. And you said you wanted to move. I mean, like, was it because you really didn't feel like you were fitting in here, or is it just, you know, I have that urge to get back to my hometown?
Yeah, I never really had desires to stay in Florida. That's still up for discussion, but let's be real, up for discussion, right? Open for discussion. Yeah. But yeah, so I never really had desires to stay here. I'm a big city guy. I like big cities. I hate being hot. So it's kind of like a miracle that I'm still here. But yeah, so it's just I'm a big city guy. Chicago was somewhere we looked at, of course, going back to New York City, also perhaps even L.A. But there were different plans for my life.
Good and deal. I'm here. Hey, man, we're glad you're here. You know what I mean? You cool peoples with us.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Studio 718.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm going to let you have the opportunity to kind of let everyone know what it is. But what inspired you to step out and take on a project of that magnitude?
Well, I have a couple of good friends that kept pushing me into that arena. The two of your guys here, Cleet the Geek and G-Dub Speaks. That's his Instagram handle. It should be G-Dub Inspires.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, it's really good. That's really good.
All right, man, take that advice, man.
Hey, look. True story. Sam Lemon gave me the name Cleet the Geek.
Yeah,
he was just joking one day. He was like, "Man, you Cleet the Geek." I was like, "Yo, that's dope." Yeah. And now, you know,
he probably didn't say, "Yo, that's dope" the very first time.
Actually, he did. Yeah, immediately after, he was like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "Yeah, you should name your company that."
Yeah,
and then it was. So.
You get royalty checks from that, Lemon?
Straight up, man.
Black people never pay.
He's joking, guys. He's joking. He's joking.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Please don't write me letters.
Easy, though.
I love black people. Bring it home.
We're all black, man. We're all black. But no, like, let us know what exactly, you know, I know you were saying, finish what you're saying as far as how you got inspired to start.
Well, so the idea was to become a personality. I love just telling jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love just making people laugh
and
stuff like that.
We all get along.
Yep, absolutely. So the brand itself is like kind of like it's not just clothing. I mean, right now it's starting off with clothing, sneakers, but as it, you know, evolves, it's more like my Hebrews 6:12. Sorry, guys.
No.
Let's revelate a little bit. Is like complex or hype beast, things like that. So it's going to be music, poetry, videos, sneakers, clothing, man. DIYs, how to save money. Like, it's not just on the hype stuff. Like, although I've been coined a hype beast. A hype beast is just someone who likes to stay up on trends.
Yeah.
Fast fashion. It's very stupid, but I've just grew up doing it.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah.
It's your wheelhouse,
man.
That's your thing, man. Yeah. And, man, you do it.
Yeah,
do it
absolutely.
Big,
I love it, man. I love it. I think it's in my blood. I thank my mom for this. This is her doing.
Shout out, moms.
And Brooklyn, New York. Because that's all you used to do back in the day.
That's all we did, man.
Yeah, man. Cleet was on the block, man. What block are you from again,
Cleet? Block are you from?
Man, I ran off. I can't tell you, man.
But yeah, we got some major things coming up. Right now, mainly what we're doing is sneaker reviews and, of course, dropping clothing, you know, T-shirts for now, socks, hats and things of that nature, but there's a lot coming down the pipeline.
Yeah.
Okay. So just so you know, for the listening audience, it's not just a clothing site. Right now, that's what you're doing.
Correct.
Right now. You're on Studio 718. Is it .com? And it's with the word one.
718.
Yeah. It's Studio 718.com. Yeah. Studio 718. 718 came from the area code for Brooklyn and, you know, parts of Bronx and Queens too, but mainly Brooklyn. And so that's where it came from.
Good deal, man. So and when you started, when you take on something like that, you know, it's such a huge industry already, you know, with the big giants like Amazon, now Walmart is doing delivery. You got Target doing delivery. When you make basically an online store like that, you know, what type of hurdles did you encounter mentally, financially? You know what I mean? Like, what did you face any big things that kind of made you want to step back and say, you know what? Nah, I'll take a different angle.
Well, right now, the market is trending for like really cheap fashion or high fashion, nothing in between. So like that's the smart, biggest man. Hurdle is my pricing. Like I cannot right now give the price that H&M is giving like to people right now, you know, providing for customers $5 t-shirts. I can't do that. Like I'll make no money. Yeah. And then also I'm a startup brand. So I'm not going to charge you the Louis Vuitton price either.
Right.
You know, $400 t-shirt. Nor do I have the quality of t-shirt that they have right now. So that's the biggest hurdle right now is like there's like it's either H&M, Forever 21, or Louis Vuitton and Gucci. Like that's literally where it's at right now. And so that's the biggest hurdle that we got to try to overcome. So we have to provide something that the people want. So we're looking at trends and, you know, I'm constantly doing research on what sneakers are coming out because a lot of times people like to purchase their t-shirts or whatnot based on what sneakers are coming out. So now I have a calendar and I'm constantly looking, okay, what sneakers are coming out in November? Okay, now I got to look at February. I can't even stay in November because I have to have the shirt ready and perhaps put a photo of the sneaker with the shirt so then they see themselves wearing that.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you would say your target base is like what would you break down your target base as right now?
My target market is probably like the hype beast, the kids who are after trends, like they're chasing trends because they're constantly they're high consumers. Like
that's
all they do is consume. So even when I'm doing target marketing on Facebook or anything like that, I'm constantly like I'm using hype beasts. You know, frequent purchasers or whatever, people who made purchases online.
So break down Hypebeast because I'm not a fashion guy at all.
So yeah, Hypebeast is literally just someone who chases trend. By definition, it's someone who keeps up with fast fashion. So what I like growing up in New York, like, and I'm sure Miami was like this too. Yeah. Like when you bought a pair of Jordans.
But he's from New York.
Yeah. He's from everywhere. He's also from Philadelphia and the Virgin Islands. But like in New York, it was crazy because I remember in the 90s, like when sneakers would come out, like let's say the 13s would come out with different colorways in like 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So you would cop a pair on the day that it released and you would wear it for a week. By week two, it's played out. So like you'll very rarely see anyone play, you know, wear it again. So that is still going on, but it kind of evolved because people are willing to now sit on sneakers because they don't want to look like Hypebeast, but they are Hypebeast because the only way you're going to get the sneaker is if you get it on release day. So you're a Hypebeast anyways, but people are more likely to wear sneakers after that week or two time frame, but it was crazy. It was hard to keep up with in New York.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, the retro game kind of changed that.
Yeah, retro game kind of changed it. Like, now I have pairs of the same sneakers 10 years apart, like releasing 10 years apart, and I'm like, I really just bought the same shoe. I really just bought the same shoe. But it's just something. Wayne over here told me, he was like, you know, you Hypebeast, you guys just want to be exclusive. And I was like, well, that's a good way of thinking about it. Because like,
nothing wrong with that.
Really, really like the white pairs of the Yeezy 350 V2s came out. And I bought them. But now that I see them everywhere, like, I still haven't worn them. I'm like, God darn it.
There's too many out there.
Screw you. I love the shoe, but like I don't want to wear it because everyone else is wearing it. So it's kind of weird. But I grew up in that kind of environment that oh my God, you got the Flints, 13s. Yeah, man, I got them. Oh man, I couldn't get them.
You can take a picture of them.
Yeah, but it was scary too in Brooklyn. If you had a pair of shoes that very exclusive, you would get jumped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was big in
Florida,
Miami. You know, you guys.
Yeah. So I mean, we call Miami the New York of the South. You know,
it's definitely the New York of the South now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So same culture, I mean, but obviously we was a lot later than you guys. But we experienced that same thing, man. We have this joke that these guys, they walk pigeon-toed because they want you to see them.
Got new shoes on, baby. So got a high step, too.
You're not bow-legged, bro. Why are you walking like that? What's wrong with your leg?
How you high step and pigeon-toed?
But I love what social media has done for fashion. Like, I travel quite a bit, and, like, you can go to a different part of the world, and because of social media, the trends aren't different.
It's
so amazing because when I came down here, what I was wearing was not what people were wearing down here because like Orlando area was like so far behind in fashion, like way behind.
And no social media.
Yeah, so no social media.
Cross colors, man.
Yeah.
Come on now, Paco.
It was crazy. Like there was a pair of Reeboks that you got.
Paco.
This man went way back. Yeah, South Pole. He didn't say, this man didn't even say Jabos. He went straight to Paco. Bro, you're dating yourself right now. How old are you? 50?
Jeez. I haven't seen him since the 90s.
Come on, man. Y'all don't know, man.
But yeah, man, social media has done a great job at connecting the gap, because back in the day, even when I first got here, like some of the stores would only get like 20 pairs of sneakers, where in New York that same store, like a Finish Line, will get like 2,000 pairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it kind of helped me because then I was really exclusive down here, and I was like, you ain't get these. But Orlando's actually coming up. I remember there was a pair that came out maybe in like 2007, 2008, maybe 2010 or something like that. I was dating my wife at the time, and there was like hundreds of pairs, and I was like, oh, there's a shift.
Social media
started coming into play, and now it's like, it's ridiculous. This high sock thing, this dad shoe that's going on right now. I went to Iceland. It was all over Iceland. I went to Boston. It's all over Boston, New York, New Hampshire, everywhere. Like everyone is like rocking the same fashion. So you go and you're just like, oh, wow, I wouldn't have put it together like that. Now you can go somewhere else and you're like, oh, that's a creative way of doing the same style. So I love it. I love it. Although it's like less exclusive, it inspires me as well. So it's cool.
That's what's up, man. Now, speaking of the dad shoe phase, I remember I saw you with a pair of shoes. I was like, man, what the heck are those? And then I realized that, Balenciagas?
Probably Yeezys.
Or because it was a turquoise and
Yeezys. 700s. Oh man!
Oh my goodness! I was like, what are those?
Man!
But I was like, if Sam wearing them,
it must be. Fun.
I know it's something that's costing the grip.
Yeah, man. It's a nice shoe. It's a trend that's going on. I think Kanye West introduced it, and then Balenciaga ran with it. So many different brands. Nike is coming up with their Monarchs, and now that's cool.
The Monarchs.
So let me ask you this. So, with being a hypebeast, it's not so much about how it looks. It's more so about exclusivity. Would you say that?
For me, it's both. Like, originally, I remember when the 700s, they first dropped the first photo, I went to Wayne. I was like, these shoes are ugly.
Yeah.
But they start growing on me. Now I really think the shoes look great. But like, I'll purchase sneakers based on the look and not just the exclusivity. But I will go hard for the exclusive shoes as well. But exclusive is relative. Like in our circle, it doesn't matter what sneaker I get. Like Yeah, it's exclusive, right. You know. And once it stops losing its exclusivity, I don't want it anymore. Like, it's just crazy. It's like, man, yeah. Brands got me.
Yeah,
yeah. Going back to your site, Studio 718.
Yeah, there you go.
One spelled out, O-N-E. Yeah. I'm going to say O-9-E.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
My letters and numbers are all over the place. But yeah, studio718.com. Mm-hmm. How do you choose right now what items you put on your site right now? Like, what is the thought process of how you decide what you're going to put on there at this moment? Because I can see the Brooklyn, the New York influence. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of Biggie shirts, but you also have some Pac shirts.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are those two of your favorite rappers right now? You know,
to be completely honest, I never really liked Pac because I was from Brooklyn and that East Coast.
Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
Listen. That is East Coast, West Coast beef. It's almost it's real. Like, for people who live there, it was real. Just like the people from Brooklyn versus people in Queens when the Jay-Z and Nas thing. Like, I didn't listen to Nas until, like, 2006. Like,
Ether, baby.
Bro, Ether was raw. And I didn't even listen to it until, like, 2010. I was like, I'm not listening to this. I heard it's disrespectful, and I don't want to be disrespected right now. And so, I didn't listen to him, but then when I started researching as an adult, and I'm like, man, this dude is raw. But Studio 718, originally it was just to shed light on New York stuff and Brooklyn stuff and things of that nature. But as it evolves, there are plans for Studio 305, Studio 407, Studio 312 or whatnot, like, and expand it so now that, you know, people in that area that represent that area, Miami, Chicago, LA, all that, Orlando, that they'll have something that they can rock as well.
Okay, yeah. So you definitely jumped ahead, and that was a question I was going to ask you is where do you see your site going from this point? But, you know, I mean, that's awesome, man. You want to take it worldwide. I mean, that's what your goal should be. You know, if you're going to open up, don't corner yourself, man.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, I mean, fashion is worldwide. Like I said, you had Biggie and Pac on there. You know, I mean, those are the first two that you have on the site. You know, those were the first main two have right now. I think you got Hov on there.
Yeah, of course.
As well. But
come on, Brooklyn.
I'm gonna throw out some states. And just go around the table here and just tell me who y'all exclusively think is the greatest MC in that state.
Ooh.
Okay, that's good.
So we already know you.
Yikes.
You know, New York, you got.
I got Dead or Alive?
All time.
I think Biggie is the best. Most raw talent.
Yeah, from New York. I have to agree on that.
Jigga Man. I ain't listening to much Big. I was West Coast.
Yeah. God bless you.
I was all with Pac.
Yeah. I say Big. Raw talent.
Raw talent.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Biggie.
Yeah, straight.
I still ain't listened to a Biggie album.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
I go with Biggie. I think Biggie was the first one to go with one of my favorite groups, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm. You know about that? Why?
Oh, gosh.
He from Ohio, too, bro.
He's from Ohio.
From
Ohio.
Yeah.
Not from Ohio.
We're going to go with the state of Georgia.
Ooh,
Luda.
All right, I was about to say 100%.
Luda? Y'all got Luda over
Outkast.
Oh.
Okay, so
I love Luda,
saying,
bro.
We're saying rapper or we're saying artist?
Rapper.
Rapper, Luda. I mean, Outkasts are great artists. They're creative. They're super, but dude,
yeah, Luda.
Luda just gives it to you every
single
time.
Luda got lyrics.
I'm a Luda fan.
Luda, but ain't not. Yeah, Outkasts is up there. Outkasts is up there.
Most people gonna give it Outkasts, yeah. But
I personally, Outkasts artists.
Like, yeah. But I didn't listen. So, and this is another thing. Like, growing up in New York, we like put ourselves in a bubble.
Straight
like,
up,
all of our shows, all of our movies,
flocking to
yeah,
because everybody coming to New York.
And so I didn't listen to Outkasts until like 2004 or something like that. And I was like, what the heck is this? I was like, all right, cool. And Ludacris too. And then Ludacris came to UCF while I was still at UCF.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a free concert. And I was like, man, I'm just
chicken
going.
And beer?
I don't even remember. I was like, I'm going to this, but I don't even know his music. Then I was like, oh my God, I know a lot of his songs. This dude is
listening to it. Listening to it the whole time. You didn't even know it.
I give T.I. some love too, man.
T.I., yeah, I was going to say, what he's been doing lately, what he's been doing lately is just like amazing for the African American community.
Yeah. Texas.
Whew. A lot of people go with Scarface.
I go with Scarface, man.
I didn't listen to his stuff enough.
You got Scarface, you got Flip.
I think Flip was
you got Paul Wall, you got Bun B.
Yeah, did you say Paul Wall? Cut the mic, man. Cut the mic. Cut the mic.
UGK.
Brian, what you got from Texas, man?
I really got
Robert Glasper.
What? Rashia Hilliard. She was a rapper before she was a singer.
This is big facts.
Come on, man. What you got?
I'm gonna just go with Scarface.
Scarface, dub. What you got?
I got really, nothing from Texas.
Yeah,
this guy is this guy's looking it up right now.
I am because I got nothing.
Yeah, I ain't got much, man. I ain't
Florida.
Oh, Trick.
I was about to say
Trick Daddy Dollars.
Y'all gonna go Trick over Luke?
All day.
No, Luke did more for the culture. What are we talking about?
Smile on Southside. What did the Orlando do?
Oh my God. Damn, Tony, baby.
Smiles and South Star. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Jail Pony, baby.
Listen, Trick was Park of the South.
Yeah, Trick is longevity, man.
Trick, like, it's so crazy because Trick is like the king of Georgia and Florida. Like, I feel like everyone in Georgia and Florida, like, sings his praises. But outside of it, like, he got, like,
his market.
No play.
Yeah, that's his market, man.
Until, in the 2000s and when BET was, like, catering to Atlanta and then Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he got no play, but it's hard to find someone that gives everyone that feel. Like, I remember there was a time I had a little event at my house, and everyone was, like, from Miami. We started playing Trick, and it was just nostalgia, and everybody was just, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of like when Biggie comes on.
It's
Biggie
and Pac.
So I have to say Trick. I would have to say Trick.
Okay. Let's go with California, man.
Oh, Cali.
He's not. Listen, before you guys lie and say Pac, he's not from California. He's a liar. He's a swindler. He's a wide nose breathing all the white man's air.
Whoa!
I love you, Pac. Rest in peace.
Oh, shoot.
That's a line from the Chappelle Show.
That goes to show how great Pac was. This man not even from Cali, but Cali claim him, man. That alludes to greatness.
So we know yours is Pac. What you got, man?
Mine is... So I know what the popular term is going to be. It's going to be Kendrick Lamar, but I'm not going to go with that.
You're talking about
my favorite rapper all time from California has to be the one, the only, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
I respect that, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd have said Snoop over Ice Cube. I think Snoop's a better rapper.
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting. Because Pac really not from Cali.
Not Easy E, man? Ooh, so y'all didn't grow up with that, really, though.
Or Too Short, none of them Cali.
Yeah, Too Short was
straight out of Oakland.
I'm talking about, like,
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, like there's no
right or wrong.
There's no right or wrong. NWA, there's no list of what they have to have. No characteristics.
I'm leaning towards Snoop. I'm leaning
Snoop.
Towards Snoop.
I mean, there's
just
no
because his body
Snoop.
Of work.
I didn't say Snoop.
And he was diverse. And he was so diverse. He was able to do a song with Pharrell. I mean, like this guy has done a lot.
Just did a gospel album.
He did a gospel album.
I mean, I didn't listen to it, but he did a gospel album. But yeah, I would.
You know, we're forgetting about from California, Ice-T.
Nah, I didn't forget about him.
We're not talking about Law and Order.
No, we didn't. We didn't who's the best actor. Hey. Wow, we're not talking about actors.
Yeah. Wow. He got to his better career.
He had no choice.
Oh, yeah. So I'd say Snoop.
Yeah.
Are you sure with your answer? Because you said, I think I'm going to go with Snoop.
I know I'm missing somebody. I used to, what's my dude? Dr. Dre brother.
Oh, Warren G?
Warren G was my dude.
Yeah,
man.
Warren G was.
He don't have enough body work.
Yeah.
So I gotta go with Snoop.
Yeah.
Missouri.
I have no idea.
Who's St. Louis, man?
Nelly?
Come on, man.
He's the only one.
And actually, if we're really gonna
Murphy
be real,
Lee?
Murphy Lee was a way better rapper than Nelly.
Murphy Lee was the best rapper in the whole group.
Bryson Tiller?
He's from there?
Yeah. I think so.
Who's Bryson Tiller?
Oh, don't worry.
R&B,
he's a gospel
R&B
artist.
Rapper.
Is he a rapper?
He's an R&B rapper.
I've only heard him sing.
Yeah, it's like
they R&B rap now. So.
Yeah, it's right, like here, the Drake effect.
I got a difficult state. Well, I know what most people would say, but Louisiana.
See, that and that was the one I was getting to next.
No Limit, boy.
Man.
You put Ooh. No Limit.
Where's Mystical from?
That's what I was going to say.
Because he was part of No Limit. Was,
I think.
He put No Limit on the map.
So it's No Limit Mo, you got, or Cash
you got
Money.
Wayne.
Oh, yeah. You got Wayne.
I'm going to have to go with Cash Money.
Yeah. Mystical. C-Murder.
That whole, yeah, that whole No Limit clique, bro. Man.
There's a lot.
I didn't listen to enough of them. Klee has an alarm. He has to call his wife.
Wow.
Yeah, come on, man. Louisiana. What y'all got?
I say Cash Money, man.
You can't just say the whole Cash Money.
Why not? Why not, bro? Why can't you? There is no right or wrong. Telling the man what he can't say.
Dang, by default, you got to go with Wayne. He has the strongest career out of all of those guys. But
and Gilly the Kid is Ghost Rider. Oh, never mind.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Wow. I would say Juvenile. Bang, bang. My boy, man. Juvenile.
Juvenile? Thank you, man. Because I'm telling you, man, right along, I call it Black Women Kryptonite. When you hear the Wobble song intro, that's the first Kryptonite. Well, I can't even say that's the second Kryptonite. But when you hear doom, 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 yeah. Cash Money taking
yeah.
over.
Yeah. 2000.
Listen, for some reason, boy, women just they can't control themselves.
They start gyrating. I don't know what's going on.
Cody, stop it.
I can tell you that song has blessed my life.
If you were ever in college at any time in your life, when that song come on, you don't care who you talking to. You're like, oh, hold on.
Hey, homie, boy, homie, fella, homie.
You
homie.
You gotta dance to that song. Man, I remember one time, this is a true story. I remember one time I was like, boy, this song on. I'm like, boy. I grabbed the ugly girl, man. She was the only one left.
Hey, man. That song do to you, man.
No, he's intoxicated.
Come here.
Don't
look me in the face.
No. Don't look at me.
Boy, I'll never forget it.
Man, that's good times, man. I really want to say thank you, Mr. Sam Millions. Man, yes, we appreciate you coming in the building, man. We had a great time with you, man. Wish nothing but the best for you and your site, man. Spit it out one more time before they can know where to find you at.
It's www.studio7one8.com. Yes, sir.
And your social
stuff? At Young King Millions, at Studio 718, just the numbers, and at men's_fashion_.
Now, what do you got coming out new before we get out of here? You got anything that you want to exclusively let people know that you got coming up? Or you going to share those details later on your site?
Nah, working on a video. Like I said, Studio 718 is going to be more than just clothing. I'm working on a video for a poem that I just wrote. And so I'm going to put out that video. And it's kind of going to be the introduction to the Studio 718 on the creative side.
Oh, that's dope.
That's awesome, man. From me, my boy Diddy Rowe, Klee the Geek, G-Dub, special guest Sam Millions. We want to say thank you for listening, and we out.
We out. Brooklyn, stand up early.
Truly embracing your complexities means rejecting anything that can harm who you are, like smoking cigarettes, which can damage nearly every part of your body. Tap the banner to see more. This free life. Freedom to be tobacco free.
The Starlight Lounge presents an evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.